Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, September 18th, 2023. I'm Sarah Lane. Microsoft Chief Product Officer Panos Panay announced he's stepping down after 19 years with the company and just days before a Surface hardware event taking place in New York City. Panay started at the company in 2004 as Group Program Manager for PC hardware, then moved into Corporate VP of Microsoft Devices before taking his current role in 2018. Microsoft's Corporate Vice President of Modern Life Search and Devices, Yusuf Mehdi, will now lead the Windows and Surface businesses. Following game engine Unity's announcement that it would include a new runtime fee each time a title is installed, the company appears to be backtracking. In a post on X, Unity said, quote, "We have heard you. We apologize for the confusion and angst the runtime fee policy we announced on Tuesday caused. We're listening, talking to our team members, community, customers, and partners, and we'll be making changes to the policy. We will share an update in the next couple of days. Thank you for your honest and critical feedback." This follows Unity's initial clarification following developer uproar that it would only charge for initial installs, charities would be exempt, and demos wouldn't count. Unity has also said subscription services would be required to pay the fee, not developers. Twitter alternative social network T2 has a new name. The company rebranded itself to Pebble and now says it never intended for the name T2 to be permanent because it was too derivative and a bit uninspired. The company is now using the Icelandic top-level domain .is, or is, and will also change T2 usernames to the format of pebble.is/username. At its devices and services event Wednesday, September 20th, Amazon is set to showcase its latest gadget lineup. This will also be Amazon executive Dave Limp's sign-off of sorts. He told employees last month that he would be leaving the company before the end of the year. The event will be held at Amazon's new campus near Washington, D.C. According to internal emails seen as part of the FTC versus Microsoft case over Microsoft's planned acquisition of Activision Blizzard, Microsoft has been planning to stream PC games over the cloud using its Azure servers for some time. Microsoft currently streams games through its Xbox Cloud Gaming service, which has so far been limited to Xbox titles since the servers run custom Xbox Series X chips. The emails between CEO Satya Nadella, Xbox Chief Phil Spencer, Head of Cloud Gaming Kareem Chowdhury, and Head of Xbox Creator Experience Sarah Bond from July of 2021 followed rumors of Google turning Stadia into a white-label cloud gaming service for developers to run their games on. Google has since shut down Stadia. The UK's public sector broadcasters are launching a new digital service called Freely to deliver live TV over broadband. Freely is being developed by Everyone TV, that's the organization that runs free TV in the UK, and is jointly owned by the BBC, ITV, Channel 4, and Channel 5. Everyone TV has a 3-year funding deal from the partners meant to cover the launch costs of the service, and Freely will be built into next-gen smart TVs starting next year. Reuters sources say TSMC has told major suppliers, such as Dutch lithography maker ASML, to temporarily delay delivering high-end chip-making equipment because of potential weak customer demand. TSMC has been experiencing delays at its $40 billion chip factory in Arizona, and the latest reported instruction to suppliers is aimed at controlling costs and managing expectations. After California passed the most expansive Right to Repair Act in U.S. history, Google confirmed to The Verge, quote, "At this moment, we don't have any repair option for the Google Pixel Watch. If your watch is damaged, you can contact the Google Pixel Watch customer support team to check your replacement options." Finally, the exploration company has signed an agreement with the Indian Space Research Organization, or ISRO, to land on the moon by 2028. ISRO's commercial arm, New Space India Limited, will launch services using ISRO's medium-lift polar satellite launch vehicle. The first mission is scheduled to launch in January of next year and will involve testing of a small prototype craft called Bikini, which is supposed to burn up in the atmosphere, followed by a re-entry prototype called Mission Possible, then a planned ocean splashdown. The first orbital mission is scheduled for 2026. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane, and thank you for listening. Talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.